I'm Riley James, and this is the show you've been waiting for. And I know it is because so many of you have requested we have him on. Yeah, and so we've got about an hour to spend with Bob Crane. I'm not going to waste a minute of it, and your calls are welcome at 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And as I was saying, if you're a radio fan, well, obviously, you know about ccrane.com. Yeah, ccradio.com. If not, well, you're in for a treat. Bob, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you. I guess I'm on air. This is, I was trying to think of the feeling, Raleigh. It feels like the first time on a roller coaster.
Oh, nothing to it. But as I was saying, there are so many people. And of course, in the last month or so, even more, because everybody's asking the question, so receivers going away? What do we do with these CC Wi-Fis?
Oh, I know. First of all, I'll say I'm very sorry about what happened, but we have been working on a solution. And it involves taking care of business. And so we're going to, I think the first, if your radio is 2 years old and less, then we'll replace it for free.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. With
oh,
a
man.
Little bit better radio. And then if it's older than that, we're going to have a super deal, half price. So I I'm hoping everybody agrees to that. And if they don't, then just give us a call.
Right. Well, that is beyond generous. And, you know, it's one thing if it's one radio or two radios that an individual might have. It's another thing if it's a company like yours that has sold a huge amount of radios. That is unbelievably generous, Bob.
I hope it works out.
Yeah, right, right. Well, yeah, I guess either that or we'll no longer see ccradio.com on it.
You'll CC Radio goodbye.
Yeah, oh, man. Well, let's pray to God that doesn't happen.
No, it won't. So be gentle with us, though. We appreciate that.
No, that's, you know, when you add those dollars up, I mean, when you said that, I damn near hemorrhaged just looking at that math.
Well, I did, too, but there's nothing else we can do. You have to face up and do it, so... Anyway, it'll be a couple months before we get them in because we weren't quite ready for this, obviously. And so around March or April, we'll have our first shipment is what we're doing. So well, that we won't be able to do anything until then.
Let me ask you, because everybody was blindsided by this, and a lot of people, it turns out, don't know what receiver is or was or what have you. So firstly, in terms of this, was it the public announcement when you first heard about this?
We had hints of it for a couple years, but nothing definite. And a big company bought them out. And so we assumed they would continue it. And that's kind of the drift we heard. So we just probably should have been more serious at that point in retrospect. But at the time, it seemed the most obvious that why would they want to lose it all?
Well, yeah.
But it turns out Receiva, which is one of the biggest streamers, was one of the biggest streamers around, had a legacy software system, which means that it was complex. And as we all know, software doesn't last 15 years, but Receiva did, so they did pretty good. So the software they'd have to rebuild it with would be expensive, and it wouldn't work with the radios anyway.
You would think that whoever bought this would have done some due diligence and discovered this before they made the purchase. Do you think that they were blindsided?
You know, I really don't know. It could be, but we'll find out more information about why they made this decision as we go along. But the decision is it can't be rebuilt. There's no one around that even understands the archaic system they built. Receiva is the first viable streaming company in the world. And as such, they built it in a very unorthodox, unique way, which you had to with the software they had available to them at the time. I mean, I really don't know. All I know is this is the best word I got back from them. You know, we even knew a guy named Ben who started Receiva, and he's a straight-up wonderful guy. But he never made a penny at the whole Receiva thing.
So, really?
I mean, that's why. There was just no money in it for him. And that, you know, if we charged $1 a month to keep the software up, we would have been fine. But there was no recurring income coming in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, now there's an aggregator on every other block, so it seems. But, of course, when Receiva did this, this was novel. And that's one of the things when the CC Wi-Fi first came out, I was like, oh, my God, this is just the best thing ever.
It is the best thing ever. And I'm sure everyone appreciates what they had to offer. And the new system is still that way, this way. In other words, we don't insert ads.
Right.
And that'll continue. And if you have the style radio we have, there's no place to put a visual ad because it's just a black and white screen.
Well, exactly. Now,
yeah.
With the new radio, in terms of, is this your own system or are you using somebody else's?
This is a company called SkyTune.
Okay.
And they're based in Asia. And they're kind of wild. Like we found some streams that weren't supposed to be up there, so we told them to take them down, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so it's the Wild West again. Now, what we do have, which is different, is you have a way to put all your own streams into this radio.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So that takes care of the ultimate problem, and then we will divulge that when you buy one of these radios, we don't know, we can't be in charge of SkyTunes. We have no financial tie between Receiva or SkyTune. We just like that it's free.
Well, yeah. Absolutely.
So we'll ask the customer to understand that when they buy the radio now. We did in the past, but not as clear as we should have. So that's just something to do going forward.
Well, I was just looking at SkyTune, and I'm seeing, well, they got me, they got us, and
have all the ones that a lot of times aren't carried because they're just very good at what they do.
Yeah, yeah, and I assume they take and I see it right on their website, suggest station, so that you can actually let them know if something is there that shouldn't be.
That's right, and you can also add a station.
Yeah.
So it's the same Wild West, which we like. We like. You know, you're not tracked.
Right. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Yes.
No one knows how to track you. Unless,
right.
Because the only person you report it, the serial number to is us, and we don't tell anybody.
Right, right, exactly. Which right there, that's... and as usual, I'm not surprised about this. I've got a lot of questions, but I know I won't hog you. I know we've already got them lining up. So we'll talk to Barry, we'll talk to Jay, and we'll continue to talk to Bob Crane. If you haven't been to C-C-R-A-N-E, ccrane.com, you need to go there. Yeah, check out that CCEP Pro, especially if you are an AM listener. It's great FM as well, but man, that AM tuner, and it's a slide rule dial. Well, I could go on, but hopefully you will give us a call. 888-876-5593. 88 Raleigh is WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and John, who is screening your calls at 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, just came in and said, what are you, Jerry Blavitt? And I apparently only gave you half of the phone number before, something Jerry was famous for doing over and over on the television auctions years ago. But 888-876-5593, there's all the digits. Well, I'm just excited. I'm talking to Bob Crane. It doesn't get better than that. Not only that, but Bob doesn't know it. He is inaugurating our new phone system because this is the first time that we are trying to do this, patching calls and me keeping track of who's on what hybrid. So, Bob, if we, of course, lose you, I'll have John call you back.
So. Okay, that's fine. And no problem here.
All right, well, good deal. Let's see if we can get Barry from St. Paul in on the action. Welcome to WGN Radio, Barry. Are you there, Barry? Barry, speak to me, Barry. Why am I not speaking to Barry? Oh, no. All right, well, I can't imagine why. I'll try it again. Okay, so now I'll try it. Barry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Raleigh, it's great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to anybody right now. I'm glad you're there. Go for it.
Yeah, Bob Crane, good to talk to you. And you know, that 700-mile rule is not enough. And I'm wondering if you have ever thought about talking to Congress about changing that.
You know, I'm unfamiliar with the 700-mile rule.
Clear channel stations, in order to be clear channel, They can't be, there isn't any other station that can occupy like 720 on the dial within 700 miles. You have to be further than that to occupy 720. That's the Clear Channel station rule. And WBZ Boston, I used to pull that in the early 80s and before that. And then what happened here in the Twin Cities is they got this religious station on there on the 1030 on the dial. And I can't get WBZ anymore, at least on terrestrial. It just bugs me because the 700-mile rule, they should expand it to at least 1,200 miles in my view.
It's going in the other direction, and I'm not even sure that the rules governing 1A clears are intact. You know, they've been, as you well know, kind of decimating the clear channels over the last 30 years, so I'm not 100% sure that rule as it is still stands.
Yeah, we have the same problem like on the West Coast at 810, and there's a religious station up in Washington at 810. So until the sun comes up a little bit, it gets all mixed up.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how protected they are, but Barry, it's going in the other direction. And AM has done it to itself over the years. I remember going to the Clear Channel, not the company, but the engineering term for it, meetings in the 80s. And even then, when they were concerned about the breakup of the Clears, it was sort of like, well, wait a minute, 13 of you are carrying Larry King. You know, it's the same thing everywhere. And some of them weren't even carrying local news. So it was a very hard argument for them to make, and I'm not sure how they are protected today.
Yeah,
it's kind of different.
I actually pulled in KNBR in San Francisco one night, and you're not supposed to really pull in stations on the other side of the Rocky Mountains as far away as I am.
Well, tell the ionosphere layer that, you know, when you're talking about bouncing off the ionosphere, it can be anything. But sorry about that, Barry. I think it is a lost cause for you.
Well, good job, Barry.
Sure, it is a lost cause.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I have no doubt it's a lost cause, Raleigh.
yeah, and I mourn it too. But then again, think about this. What is there to listen on it anymore?
Well, you're exactly right. And the Raleigh James of the world are few. You're like the unicorn now. You might be the only one left.
Yeah, could be.
I mean,
all right, Barry, I'm glad you called.
I love listening to you, though. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk DXing with you one of these other nights. Raleigh, if I get a chance to.
Yes.
And I haven't got a chance to call you yet because the show's on late and I have to get up early. But I do wish the whole show was podcast. But
it is on Raleigh.net. The whole show is there.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
And they're there in perpetuity. It's on the stream until the next live show starts. And then it's downloadable in perpetuity because I never remember to move the files.
Right. Oh, fantastic.
Thanks.
All right.
All right, Barry, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Raleigh. Bye-bye.
All right. So let's see if we can get Jay from Tucson in on the action. Hey, Jay, thanks for calling.
Hey, how are you all doing tonight?
All right.
Doing good. Happy holidays.
Okay, great. Hey, it's great to be speaking with both of you. And I want to talk to Bob about the new radio. Is it going to be the same front end as the CC Wi-Fi, or is it going to be different controls?
It's going to be, it looks exactly the same. We use the same mold and everything.
Mm.
So the only thing is the interface is a little bit easier and a little bit more enjoyable. It also has an equalizer on board that actually works well. So it'll even adjust the line out. So if you put amplified speakers on it, I haven't checked the ultimate quality, but boy, it sounds good. So I'm hopeful for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was on hold. I was able to check out also skytunes.net, and it's got everything that I'm looking for. So I'm really excited about that. And then it'll also have a clock on it.
Oh, it has everything.
Just like the old one.
We lay out, we do all the interface as much as we can. And at Sea Crane, we design the interface, and we do everything we can to make it easier and more logical. That's what we do, and it's not easy. So, and we push them to all the way to the extent we can, and then we run into, you know, roadblocks where it can't be changed. You know, it's firmware hardwired into the chip, but we can't do stuff with that. But it still ends up a lot better than the units you buy direct.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to see it, and I really appreciate all that you're thinking about us and sea cranes. Yeah. What else can you say, right?
Exactly. Well, all right, Jay.
Well, thank you. And
thank you. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. This is all new information. I did not expect to talk to it when I got on here. So it'll be up on the web. Check back in a week, and we'll have it up documented, what we talked about.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great site all the way around. And one of the things I love is U.S.-based customer service and tech support. So you're actually getting people in America. Plus, you know, I'm sure you've run into this too, Bob, where you go to the average store, and if you even mention something like, do you have an AM radio, they look at you like you have horns. There's no way. And so for the radio fan, this catalog online is just manna from heaven, because there's so many neat things. And for people who still like to DX, like I say, that EP is just so wonderful, and I love the slide rule so I can fine tune it, and it's just all around neat. We're talking to Bob Crane. CCRANE.com is the website, and we'll get to Bob in Northwest Indiana. And there's room for you at 888-876-5593. That's all the digits, 8888-ROLLYE on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I'm talking to Bob Crane, CCRANE.com, and I don't think there's a radio fan out there who doesn't owe a debt of gratitude to Bob for just wonderful products all the way around, things that you're not going to see in various stores, and some things that you're not going to find anywhere else, really. And Bob, I promised I wouldn't hog you, so we'll go to Bob in Northwest Indiana. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Your Highness, the Queen of the Bumper Music.
Agreed.
I have to compliment you on Freddie Cannon. Oops. Wow.
Well, you know, we had to get radio songs. It's a limited genre.
Yes, it is. A question for Mr. Crane, if I may.
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Crane.
Yes.
I am addicted to old radios. Right now, not necessarily old, but I'm listening to you on an older 2E from your company.
Thank you.
And it's good, but I'm in a lousy spot for propagation. You know, I live up in Northwest Indiana on the bottom of the lake.
Oh, boy.
I dig it, with a telescope antenna for FM. But the terrestrial broadcasting is, you were talking about clear channels before. It's almost impossible for me to get WSM out of Nashville, and I should be able to boom that thing in here. But so I'm looking for a radio in my past that I knew would do it. Now, I know that there are radios that are built by one factory, and then they just stick labels on them and ship them out to stores. There used to be one built by Siemens, and I know that Radio Shack sold it under the moniker of the DX440, which was a convenient tabletop AM, FM, shortwave 1 and shortwave 2.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that model.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when Radio Shack went away, who knows what happened.
Yeah, they stopped producing that radio, but it was a fine radio, and it really reacted well to an external antenna, like a select antenna.
Oh,
we did carry,
yeah.
We did carry it for a while, and it was wonderful, but it was still, you know, I think our new radios, like the 2E, is equally as good. And or perhaps better. Now, one thing I can tell you is...
Am I stuck in a propagation problem?
Well, there's one thing you can do. There's two things you can do. One is there's a way to recalibrate that radio, and I can't remember how to do it right now. So if you call in tomorrow, they can help you recalibrate and reset the tuning, number one.
Yeah,
number two is that when you save your favorite channel to a memory...
I've got your catalogs and your everything you shipped with this radio when I got it.
Okay. Yes, there's something we found out later, Bob, and that's about how to recalibrate, because it was just some, it was like, what do you call it, an Easter egg? Okay, so we can you can recalibrate it, which may help, and then when you memorize it into the radio, this is a curious thing. Let the radio sit there for 5 seconds before you memorize it, because it's auto-tuning to find the strongest signal. And if you don't wait for the auto-tune to finish, then it may save the wrong information.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
I know with my DX, and it was just a fluke. I just tried it. I took an alligator clip, and I attached it to 23 meters of zip wire.
Yep.
I threw it over the top of two palm trees. And I was pulling GN down in Key West during the day.
Wow.
I was also getting, when I moved up to Sarasota, I was getting Radio Australia at noon.
Okay. Well, try that again with some wire. There's a place to clip it on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a strong over radio.
Yeah. Well, Bob, give it a try and call the Sea Crane Company tomorrow and find out about recalibrating.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Is there any way I can get a hold of Siemens to see if they're still producing that bad boy?
Good luck.
I'm familiar. It was actually made by a company called Sanjian. So you're close on the Siemens, but I think that's the DX440 is definitely Sanjian. And they don't make it anymore. I don't know if anybody has one, but people that have them still love them. They're kind of a wily, good, darn radio.
You can find them. You can find them used on eBay, the Realistic DX440, for under $100 easily.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So
I've never bought anything off eBay. How much?
Well, we buy a lot of beware. It depends. You know, there are some things you need to watch out for, but one of the things is make sure you buy it through PayPal. Use PayPal as the way to submit the money, and you know, you set an account up with PayPal if you don't have one, and use a credit card, and your protections are better than you might think.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'd hate to open up a box of dust.
Well, you know, again, you've got more protection. The buyer is usually in better control than the seller on these deals. And you can also look at the feedback rating and how many things they've sold. If they sold 4,000 rating and they've got a 99.5% positive, you're doing pretty well, because these are legit ratings.
Yep.
But the big thing is make sure you're using PayPal.
All right.
All right.
Well, I thank you both for your time, and I thank you, Queen Raleigh, for your bumper music.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, Bob, I don't know about you, if you've used eBay, but when I can't find it anywhere else, I have no problem going to eBay.
I think I would. I don't use eBay only because I would be addicted.
Oh, it's easy. It's absolutely easy. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Yeah, you really need to kind of watch yourself.
I have a friend of mine that had a house full after a year.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know what this is. Yeah, no, I can relate to that. And especially if you say, like, I really just want a Pyrex double boiler. Well, after I get that, I might want this pot and that pot. And I have to have four lids, and and radio stuff, you start going nuts with that. Yeah, I mean, if you still want a Zenith Transoceanic, you can find it on eBay. All right.
I bought a Cathedral RCA on that rate on eBay. That
See?
Was fun.
See,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And you probably haven't been back since, but I'll bet it was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Donovan is in British Columbia, Vancouver. Welcome to WGN Radio, Donovan.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi, Bob. I've got to say, years ago, I stumbled upon the CC Witness through your site, and it was just amazing. I was finally able to graduate from air checking using cassette tapes to actually something in digital format.
Yeah.
But the only problem I've now found with my Witness, I've had my second one for 10 years, and there must be some glitch with the hard drive, because it is no longer letting me transfer my recordings to the computer, and it says it's a corrupt hard drive despite all multiple scan disks?
You know, I haven't heard of that problem, but we have Daryl, which might be able to work on it. We do repair that. It's difficult, but it's possible.
Okay.
And I'll give you some hope, is that we are starting working on a new recorder. So it'll be more of a desk mount, not so portable, but it'll be easy to use.
Good.
Because I love the great thing about The Witness, I love to record radio whenever I travel, and so that could allow me to do the old trick and, you know, sitting in the air and catching far-off signals from the ground from however many thousand feet above.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think I've done the same thing myself.
Yeah.
Mm. What would you recommend as your most, I'm completely blind, what would you recommend as, say, one of your more accessible radios? Are they all pretty well workable for somebody who can't see?
You know, we've had varying results. We try to keep that in mind. Like on one of our radios, they called and said, hey, you forgot the beeps on this one. Okay. So we put them in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It has to do with what you want. We try to put the bump on the 5 button. That one's an easy one.
Yeah.
Setting the time is always difficult. So I don't know. I would just see what you want. We have some really neat radios now. We have a new one coming out in for simple AM and FM. We have a solar-powered radio coming out in March or April that has just, it's AM-FM weather. But if you keep it in the sun, it'll keep a charge for gosh knows, I don't know how long, maybe years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a good one. It has good audio. But if you want to master one of the small pockets, we have a SkyWave and then the SkyWave with sideband, which might be more difficult. But the regular SkyWave is good for travel. It has aviation band on it, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's something
cool
to think about.
Yeah.
But right. The only one that records as of now is The Witness. Otherwise, you need to kind of set up a second device to record from the radio.
Yeah, our new recorder will have a radio in it, and it won't be too big. You could travel with it.
Okay.
But so that's what that'll be a while before you see that one come up. So I'm sorry, Donovan.
Yeah, but it's going to be neat. It'll be worth the wait. I can tell already.
I look forward to testing that out.
Yeah.
Would you service an old radio that's 10 years old, or is that kind of not something you would really be interested in doing?
It's not that we're not interested. There's two things. One is the labor to go in and fix it might be more than the cost, yeah, and most customers don't want to hear that.
Right.
Number two is I don't know if it's possible. I don't know what kind of, I can't remember what kind of drives in the CC Witness, whether it's a solid state or not. So I would imagine it's solid state. I can't imagine a drive in there. So that might be able to be replaced, but the architecture changes over 10 years, and you get a standard memory chip that fits in there may not be compatible now. See, that we run into those problems, just like with Receiva. The whole format changes to a new format that's more efficient.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it'll work or not. So, but Daryl will know at work.
Okay. Give him a call. All right, Donovan, thanks.
We'll give him a show this week. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, that's I still have a VersaCorder, of course, Bob. So, and it still works. It's just great. We'll get to Johnny in Austin. There's room for you, too. I've got plenty of questions for Bob Crane, but I'll defer to you, ccrane.com. If you're a radio fan, I probably don't need to tell you that, but if you don't know, you're going to want to go. Yeah, the only problem is you'll find something you just got to have. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'd love to hear Donna Summer sing the rest of that, but I'd rather spend the time talking to Bob Crane, ccrane.com, and you. I promised I'd take your calls, and I've got so many questions, Bob, but I will defer, and we'll see what Johnny in Austin has to say. So welcome to WGN Radio, Johnny.
Well, thank you, Raleigh, and Bob, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've been a big fan of your company for a long, long time, and bought a lot of your FM transmitters back before you updated it to the transmitter 2, and but I got really hooked on these Wi-Fi radios back in I think the first one I bought was in 2013. And
probably, really, yeah, we had some before that, I think.
It had the Ethernet port because I was not a wireless person.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And I turned a lot of radio engineers and people onto this Seagram Wi-Fi radio, and everybody I turned on to this radio absolutely loved it, especially radio engineers. And so when the Ethernet port disappeared, that was kind of like, oh no. But I've got four of these radios now, and I turned a friend of mine in Nova Scotia, who is a contract engineer, onto these radios, and he's got, I guess, maybe half a dozen of them, and relies on them. And so just recently when I saw this pop up on the Receiva website that they're basically going away just January 31st, I kind of alerted my friends and say, what the heck's going on? And I ended up calling your company and purchasing a new Grace Mondo Elite about 2 weeks ago.
Well, I hope you got them because they're out of them now, too.
Now,
I know they are. I know they are.
So what does the Mondo Elite, it's not using Receiva, what is it using?
That one I can't remember. I think I knew at one point, but I'm not sure on who they're using. There's only three or four. There's SkyTune that we're going to use, and I don't know who they're using.
So do you, Johnny? Who are they using?
I was so upset that this receiver was going away because I've been hooked on this for, you know, several years. And I listen to these all the time, and I have two of them running constantly on two different frequencies on your your in-home transmitters.
Mm-hmm. You know, Johnny, that's what I do too at home
all the time.
Yeah.
and so with this Grace that I just bought, I mean, it's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to hate this. I really don't even want to do this, but I'm forced to do it. And I bought it, and actually, I'm pretty impressed with it. I like it.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And it says Chromecast. Now, I don't know if that's the engine, but
I if that's got anything to do with Google, I don't want to go near it.
Well, it's on your radio.
Well, it's not listening to me, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But I've got this thing. I've had this Grace Mondo Elite, which you're now out of. But I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and I got it out of the package, and I was like, God, I was forced to buy this thing. I don't want it. I like the old one that you had, Bob, with the Ethernet port. But I plugged this in, and I really am very happy with the Grace Elite. And the cool thing about it is it's got the adapter where I can plug it into my Ethernet because I don't do Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
with this new radio that's coming out with you, is this going to be possibly adaptable to your Ethernet port, or is this wireless only?
You know, I'll have to check that tomorrow. You know, I don't think we're going to have an Ethernet port, but whether we could adapt or not, I'll find out.
Yeah, okay. That'd be a good thing to know. I think there's a lot of us who prefer it not be Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Because you have a real good tech guy, your company by the name of John, and he's been very helpful with me for several times on the phone.
John is wonderful.
Good. Good. All right, Johnny, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wish you'd hold him over for a while.
No, I'm gonna ask Bob back. If I hold him over, he's never gonna come again. All right, thanks, John.
All right,
appreciate
well, listen, best to you, and it's been my pleasure turning my engineering friends over to your product.
Oh, great.
Well, tell them what we're doing so they can get ready for a new shipment.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's great. Now, wrapping up the hour, and it's moving along quickly, is RJ in New York. So, RJ, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh, and good evening, Mr. Crane. Yes, we wanted to call and express really sincere thanks and appreciation for what you both do. Raleigh, we've talked about this many times, but Mr. Crane, if I may ask a quick question. At the 100th year celebration, the anniversary of radio, so to speak, give or take a few years, as they say, and your journey in it and looking forward and even back into the past, were there any surprises along the way that you've experienced in your journey thus far? And what are you looking forward to in the future? And I know we don't have much time, so I wish you very, very happy holidays, and I'll listen on the air. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thanks. Both appreciate it. All right.
Thank you, RJ.
Good question from RJ. What's the deal?
I'll start with to say I'm surprised every day, number one. Number two is I was a radio fan from a young boy, and to make a living at it was something I never thought I would be so happy, and I get happy every day. It is a wonderful journey.
Oh, that's great. But
thank you, RJ, and that means a lot, and that you make me happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you make a lot of people happy, Bob. Again, when you started doing this, granted there was no web, and maybe there were a lot of radios and a lot of stores, but now, literally, you're the lone hope out there for many of us in terms of product. I know the Selectaten is gone, my favorite. I see the Turk, though. Does it do the same thing?
The Turk is not quite as powerful, but it's much prettier, and it does a good job.
Yeah.
And you know, the company gave us the exclusive on it now for some reason.
Well, good. Well, and well appreciated it is. It's been an awfully quick hour, so I promised I wouldn't hog you, but I will ask you to come back, if you will, at some point.
How could I refuse? The roller coaster ride is too much fun.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Bob Crane, CCRANE.com.